seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Yo, 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 you already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out himself, and that's right, we are back at it again with a long-awaited episode of Hear Me Out Podcast, where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. What the fuck is going on, y'all? How y'all living? I hope y'all living good, looking great. You know, it's the holiday season. Hopefully everybody's in the spirit to give thanks and just to give with your heart. But yeah, you already know, I'm your host, Mr. Hear Me Out, also known as Marco the Prince. And yeah, I am the host of this shit. It's been a very long time, so I think I'm about to just jump on into it. It's been like since August, and it's November now. So from then to now, how am I feeling? What is your highs? What is your lows? My highs, my lows, my this, my that. My highs is I am at a good place in life. My energy is good. I feel like I'm starting to develop into the person that I want, and everything that I want is so close. Everything that I've manifested is so close. I can feel it. I just can't grab it yet. And that's not always a bad thing. Sometimes you just gotta wait your time until the things are actually placed in your lap for the things. But yeah, I feel good. If you would have asked me last week or the week before that, I would have told you horrible. Because, you know, I got highs, lows, this, that, and the thirds, and everything in between. My lows for the last couple of months is I've been struggling emotionally. I don't know what it is about this new moon in November, but I have been crying for like the last 3 to 4 weeks. But you already know me. I feel like I have to cry to grow. Just like plants need water to grow, me crying is the water for my soul, so then I can blossom into this new individual, to this new purpose, to this new manifestation that I have prayed, promised, and prospered into. You see what I did there? I'm feeling good. I kind of want to apologize for my hiatus, but then I kind of don't, because I was just lost. You know, doing two podcasts at once has been a trouble of mine, because just trying to figure out, speaking of, if y'all don't know, make sure you are checking out me and the gents over at Open Relationship Podcast. That is on YouTube, Instagram, and all the things of the things. Wherever you find a podcast, you can find us. And that's been like my struggle. So y'all know, and we're just about to jump into it, because y'all know me. Go ahead. Go. Sorry, I had Bella on my lap. Bella's my daughter. Not even battling, but trying to figure out two podcasts, trying not to talk about the same thing twice, and still bring both personalities to both platforms to do the things of the things. One is visual, one is verbally, like literally just sitting in my home on a mic and just doing what I need to do. I've struggled with that, but I think I found my niche of what I'm going to do. And I'm not giving no secrets tonight, but I think I found it, and I think I'm going to continue to go with it. But yeah, make sure you follow us on all the things of the things, Open Relationship Podcast. Shout out to Rodney, Shazam, and Solomon. Holding me down and accountable, and me holding them accountable and down for season 2 of Open Relationship Podcast. It has been a journey. And I'm not saying has been as in like I'm leaving or anything, but I am very proud of where we started, where we're at, and where we're about to go. I think that we are, I don't even think, let me stop saying thing. I know we are doing the things for the community, being a LGBTQ plus IA safe space for people to come listen to us and listen to four different journeys of Black, gay, successful entrepreneur males, and just diving in on different topics of how we will react, how we will do that, what irritates us, and, you know, throw a little shade, have a little drink, money. But yeah, I would say that has been one of the best things this year. Like, they have held me accountable all season long, and you know, it's not too many people that can get me together, but them three, whew, they can get me together, and I respect them because it doesn't come from like an evil or a hard place. It comes from a place of love, brothership, and community. So, you know, I always like to give people their flowers while they're here on Earth. So shout out to all y'all. And I appreciate y'all. Moving right along, we're just gonna do a recap from August, September, October, and now like the beginning of November. So August was good. August was all right. I went to go see Beyonce, and then for some crazy, strange reason, I let my friend move in with me. He's not the problem, or he wasn't the problem. The problem was thinking that I needed somebody in my space. But as y'all know, I'm the only male in my family. I never had to share anything in life. No space, no room, no closet, not this, not that. I've always had my room, and then the basement was mine, gearing towards like video games and shit like that. So the fact that I just stepped into something new, not knowing that it's something that I did not want. Yeah, it was just an eye opener. My friends still to this day cuss me out. And I was like, why did you think that was a good idea for your friend to, why did you think it was a great idea for you to be roommates with somebody? I don't know. You know, I'm just trying to do the Lord's work, but I respect him. He's cool. I just understood for me and my point of view and my mental health and my peace, I just can't have people in my space every fucking day. Yeah, it just doesn't work. Yeah. So that was August. September was a wild ride. I was on the market to find a new therapist. It took a journey. I was a little emotional because it was my grandmother's birthday. So strangely enough, like on her birthday, I had like a mental breakdown. And I honestly did not know what was coming over me. But I felt like she was showering down on me to like grow, believe, and again, prosper. Like, not only does she want me the best that I can be, I need to believe that I am the best that I can believe in. Like, stop investing your time, your energy to other people, and just focus on you. And that's something that my grandmother would always tell me. Like, baby, you gonna go far. Baby, you, she didn't say I was her favorite. She never said that, but I was her only godson. I was her only grandson. I must be thinking about my goddaughter, or my goddaughter must be thinking about me. But I was her only grandson, and I know, like, the smile on her face that lit up every time I seen her, just, like, she would just, like, do subtle things away from her granddaughters just to make me feel like extra special. So one of my favorite meals, I'm going on a tangent, but it's all right because I feel like I kind of owe y'all this. We're going to dive a little bit into my life. So my favorite meal that my grandmother cooked, actually I had two. So I love breakfast food and she would always cook or prepare, get together, is oatmeal. Like Quaker's oatmeal from the little, not the little packets that y'all niggas be, you know, be trying to cook up for your husband, wife, your baby daddy, your baby mamas and all that shit. I'm talking about real oats, like with butter, sugar, brown sugar. And then on top of that, she would add raisins into it. When I tell you she spoiled me, and that's probably why I'm spoiled. Grandmother, this is why I'm spoiled. And that's why all the men in the world don't know what to do with me, because you are the standard. And my mother, like, I ain't taking no for no answer. You said what? But yeah, September was a little hard. Got a little emotional. Had some things of the things. Did the things of the things. But overall, mentally, it was just, like, draining for me. Sorry. I had a moment. I had a flashback. I was about to start shouting because it's not where you're going. It's where you've been. And it's not where you've been. It's about where you're going. Sometimes you got to say the same quote twice and reverse it. Yeah, I've came a long way. But October. Oh, child. October was a lesson learned for me. Out of all these last 12 months, because we're not done with the year yet. I haven't cried this much in so long. Like, literally hugging my friends and just bawling and just letting them know, like, I love them, I respect them, I want the best for them, and them, like, looking me in the eye, just telling me that, like, I got this, and, you know, us niggas, we make mistakes, and, you know, like, I'm gonna walk with you on this journey. Like, it's cool to make mistakes, but it's even cooler to learn from your mistakes. And I had so many lessons during the month of October. I thought I was going to lose someone very, very important to me. The individual that I'm talking about, like, they are literally my peace. Like, whenever I'm around this person, I feel calm. I just want to sleep. I just want to do calming things, which is a great feeling because y'all know me. I'm the turn up friend. I'm the this, I'm the that. I'm the hoo ha, out out, pat out now. It's the little one and I'm not bow wow. One second, y'all. Bella wanted to sit on my lap and I told her about this. Hey, sit down. Thank you. But yeah, just realizing that, like, I have to make change for myself and not for others, because what I'm doing is affecting others and I have to want to change. So I have had that conversation with myself. I actually found a therapist during the month of October, and I also realized during the month of October that it's not going to work. I'm very big on being intentional, as y'all know. I'm very big on things making sense, not only for me, but the person that either I'm speaking to or building a relationship with, or any type of friendship, workship, whatever the case may be. It has to make sense for both of us. And you might not understand why it doesn't make sense to you, but as long as it makes sense to me, that's all that matters to me right now. And I really want to take that energy on to 2024. Because I think it's very important, especially for me and at the time of my life where I am. I have to learn like not to be so nice to people, not to be so giving. Not to be so nice to people, not to be so giving. Respect my peace, respect my energy, but also still work on the things that you would like to work on, Marco. I think it's very important. You know, I'm all about investments, and the number one investment that I'm going to invest in is myself. And I love that for me. Like, I have been very big on accountability this year. I don't know if I told you this, but I'm gonna tell y'all this because it's on my heart. Like, I almost lost one of my best friends this year. Not because it was anything that he did, but it was things that I have done. He stopped talking to me for a few months, and I honestly did not know why, but like looking back at his reasoning, I was like, oh, that makes perfect sense of why we have not been in conversation, because you don't want to put yourself at jeopardy with the negative energy that I have, that I'm bringing, or my regular practices that are not safe. And, you know, we just have to have like a one-on-one brotherhood conversation, a number one best friend conversation, and just like put all the bullshit to the side. Like, at the end of the day, he let me know. He was like, I love you. Nigga, I be worried about you. So if you continue these actions, if you continue this, if you continue that, we no longer have a friendship. And I said this on this podcast. I said it on Open Relationship Podcast. Like, if my friend or my people can get me together, you are my friend for life. And I don't mean like cuss me out in a disrespectful way. I don't mean none of that shit. But if you can just pull me aside and be like, look, X, Y, and Z, there's that and the third, a little ABC, a little 1 + 1 = 2. And I don't want to have this conversation with you again. I'm all ears and I'm open, because one, I take my relationships, my friendships, I was going to say guardianships, but I'm not a guardian of nobody. Am I a guardian of somebody? Oh, my mom. Yeah, you're right. If you can do that, that means a lot to me, because one, that means you care. And then that also means that you don't give a fuck about how I was thinking, like you saying what's on your heart, and you love me. You want the best for me. So I respect those type of friend/family/associate conversations. I did find a therapist. I probably already said this, but I'm saying it again. I had to break up with him. He just wasn't giving me what I needed. I'm going through a different chapter of my life that I did not know that I needed/wanted. And where he was at in his mental health journey just wasn't up to me. Again, nothing bad about the individual. I fucks with him. I opened up about certain things, but I had to realize, I was like, one, something seems weird. Two, I need somebody a little bit deeper that has dealt with this situation before. And that was my first time ever breaking up with like a therapist, and I felt like very bad. Because normally it's the therapist breaking up with me. So like I was like super nervous to tell him. Especially after like building a bond with him. I just felt so like bad. Like, I don't know why I felt bad, but like I'm working on being more intentional, you know, like I just had to keep it 100, had to keep it a buck, and just be like, look, so this ain't working. It's okay. It has nothing to do with you. It's literally all me. And I know that sounds like a cop-out response, but it's not, because it was literally all me, not him. Like, where I'm at in my mental health journey, I need somebody that's going to dive in for the deeper questions versus the surface questions. Because I want to give you deep answers. Like, I want to get past this. I want to heal from this. I want to grow from this. I want to understand what I'm going through, why I'm going through it, how I'm going through it, and how I can get over this. And it was just a respect thing. It was just something that I had to do. As y'all know, he was a black male. And I'm not really... Like, growing up, I did not have, like, the black male figure to talk to. So that's always been, like, my weakness. When even talking to the guys on the Open Relationship podcast, like, that has always been my weakness. But it is something that I am overcoming and wanting to grow from. So I just had to have the conversation. Like, I was going to send him a text. I was going to call him. But, like, something told me just to go up to the office and just, you know, take 10 minutes out of my time and just be like, look, so you're great, X, Y, and Z, this, that, and third, but this is just not working for me. Hopefully we can meet each other in the future, but as of today, as of right now, this is not where I'm at. And again, in October, I've opened my heart again. I am healed, still healing, but I am healed from my last relationship. I am to the point where I am slowly but surely letting down different walls of me and being authentically me. And it feels great. It really does. I realized in my last relationship, like more than one. Not talking about a particular one, but all of them as in one. I felt like I was holding back some things from the people that I were dating. I wasn't being authentically me. I wasn't living out loud. I wasn't living my best black gay life. Marco LMNOP? I am at the point right now where I'm letting it all go. Like, niggas are going to talk about you whether you do it. Niggas are going to talk about you whether you don't. Like, niggas are going to talk about you when they see you in this light. Niggas are going to talk about you if they see you in that light. So, the era that I am in is not giving a fuck era. And it feels good to own the spaces that I want to be adapted to. Own the spaces that I'm accepted in, and owning the spaces where people are accepting me in. So fun fact about me, I have discovered that I truly enjoy circuit parties. I love house music. I love dancing, and I love, like, wearing some, like, athletic shorts and a tank top and just being free. Don't get me wrong. I like getting dressed up and all that shit, but niggas here in Atlanta really don't dance. And I found a community that likes to drink. You know what? Let me not say that. My apologies. Let's rewind. Screw. I found a community where I can drink. I can listen to EDM, techno, and or house music, dance all night, feel free, not feel judged of the labels that I got on or the clothing or my attitude or anything like that. Like, I don't even have to wear shades there. And y'all know I'm a shade person, but like, I just feel so openly free, black and gay and proud. It is something brand new to me. And when I was introduced to it, I was like, oh, this is a thing. I enjoy this. I also discovered that here in Atlanta that I enjoy the after hours. I don't like going out from 10 to 3. Because, again, nobody dances. I have found a community for me that likes to stay out all night. No, baby, let me tell you. There are some times that have been had until like about 7 a.m. That's the only thing I strongly dislike about it, because when I come home at 8 and go to sleep, my day is over. I'm waking back up, eating, and going back to sleep. But I enjoy the fact that I can just let my hair down, and y'all know I'm bald. I can just be free. I can just be black. I can just be gay. There's no judgment or anything. And there's something about it. Like, and again, I don't need it every weekend that I go out, but I need it probably like once a month just to go out, Uber, and just let my hair down and just let all that built up energy, let all that built up stress go out into the world and just spread positivity. I guess that was October. Now we're in November. Oh, and also in October, I walked out on my job. Again, as y'all know, I really try to be intentional, it's still fresh to me, so I am trying to find the correct words to say, but yeah, so I walked out on my job, like, so let me just paint the picture. So like on Friday, I had a mental breakdown for personal reasons that I plan on not sharing on this podcast. But I just had a mental breakdown. I was supposed to be to work at 8. I didn't call my manager until like 10:15, 10:30, until I could actually get myself mentally together to have a conversation that I was not coming into work. I think that's okay. Cool. Got it. Let's move on. So Monday, I come into work. Perfectly fine. I'm not like the chirpity Marco, high energy, whatever the case may be, but I'm here. I'm here to do my job. I'm here to go. I'm here to collect my things and do the things outside of the things of 5 p.m. Right? Got it. Cool. So I did that. Immediately walk in. My manager like pulls me aside, but not aside like in an office. And she's like, hey, I'm so glad to see you back at work. Cool. Got it. Yep, I am too. And I was like, hey, can we talk later? I would like to give you a little bit of more information of what I'm going through. That did not happen. She did respond stating that, yeah, we'll talk today. Cool. Monday went by. Monday was a hectic day whatsoever. Conversation never happened. Went home, still a little uneasy about everything that's going on. Tuesday, coming to work. Still not feeling it. Still didn't have the conversation. So I went to work. Went to lunch at 11. I made the lunch schedule. on purpose. I went to my car and I immediately started crying. I started crying because I knew I deserved better. I knew I deserved better from this company and what I was allowing this company to do to me. Again, I understand that it's corporate America. These companies don't care about you, X, Y, and Z. I understand that, truth be told. But I have worked for some amazing companies that do care about their employees, that do want to have conversations with you, that will give you mental health days off. And at that very moment, I lost it. I deserve better. I've had better. I've done all this work for you. And all I'm asking is a conversation in the office to ask me what's wrong. At this point, I'm asking too much. Because why am I asking you to have a conversation with me when in reality, put the company aside. Put the company aside. Human nature, shout out to Michael Jackson. Oh wait, that's not Michael Jackson. That's SWV. SWV, human nature. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Don't be fucking laughing at me either, because I'm trying to be deep, but I think I just messed it up. But like, honestly, like human nature, like by all means, you didn't have 5 minutes to give to your top employee. And mind you, your top employee that was not on track to meet goals. Your top employee that came in on time, didn't call out, didn't do that, didn't do this. The top employee that made this place money. All I'm asking is for a 5 minute conversation, and I get it. And y'all, I get it. These companies, these employers don't care about you. But where I come from, in the jobs/careers that I have had, they care about me. I'm not saying the companies as an entity, but I'm talking about the company that these people has hired to be in management positions. You want your employees to work harder? Care about your employees. You want your employees to work harder? Pay your employees. You want your employees to do this, do that? Care about your employees. I used to be in management roles. When I was in my 20s. So nobody's going to sit here and tell me that these companies don't care. Yada, 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 yada. Yeah, the companies might not care. It's the management team that should. Because you work for them. You're an unpaid therapist at this point. It comes with your job title. If somebody has a problem going on at home or work or anything of the things, it's your problem now. And again, I'm not saying the problem has to take over the business that which you guys are both working in, but a common courtesy of a, hey, so it sounds like you're going through a lot. This is between me and you. Is there anything that you need from me? How can I support you? Two questions that goes a long way. Hell, I might have been like, no, I'm good. But that conversation of you just asking me could have meant the world to me. So, I was just fed up. I had to do what I had to do. Because I felt very disrespected after all the work that I put into this company. Not even 24 hours later. Let me tell you how God works. I got an email welcome letter from a different company telling me, congratulations, I've been hired at X, Y, and Z to do this, that, and the third. Brand new position I ain't never been in. The most amount of money that I've ever made. And a brand new company that I've ever worked for. Let that sink in. You got to know your worth. Yes, I have been on the market for jobs since July. God's timing is everything. I'm not going to sit here and cry on this podcast, but I'm going to tell y'all. A tear or two have shedded on my face on this podcast. Because sometimes you just got to go with your gut instinct and just let it go. No, Elsa. I feel very good about my decision. Anybody that is listening to this podcast, please follow your gut. Listen to your heart. Go after what you want. This is not my first time doing this. This is my second. I quit my job in New York to move to Georgia. And let me tell you, one thing about me, I'm going to do what's on my heart. If that means I got to leave today and figure out a plan, I'm going to do it. Respectfully, I would love to always keep a 2-week notice. Not really. Only because Georgia is an at-risk state. So they can fire you any moment of time. So if you can fire me at any moment of time, I'm going to quit at any moment of time. Y'all not about to play that double standard with me. I'm a good person. I'm a good employee. I'm going to come do the things of the things, collect my things, and then dip. Y'all need me as much as I need y'all. We're going to do the things. We're going to make sure this relationship is good. And then, I'm going to do shit like this. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to be a creative. I'm going to be inspirational. I'm going to be passionate about fucking Beyonce. I'm going to do the things. Y'all hired me for what? All right. So give me my check so I can pay my things. I can do the things that I need to do. And yeah, that's it. That's all. Today's message is to believe in yourself, trust in yourself, and be intentional. That's it. That is all. We are in the holiday season. Make sure that your heart is full of love, full of positive energy, full of prosperity. And you're going to go far. I will tell y'all, thank y'all for listening to the end of this podcast. I am back again, back to back, made back, stacked the M's, told I'm in Slim Shady, back the N. Once he goes black, he'll be back again. Tell them hoes that it's crunch time, add demand. Yes, I caught Mad Chanel and Mad Javin. She did it again, imagine them. I'm about to make these bum bitches mad again. Uh-oh, back to them. I lead the pack, so my back's to them. Yep, the king's back. What's happening? Rerun, I'm about to make this shit pop again. Oh, I'm back, y'all. And honestly, I really want to continue to just share my light on everybody. I know I have been a little distance. I know I've been a little distant. I have been a little shied off. I've been a little left. I've been a little right. I've been a little bit of here and there. But I'm back on the market to share my life and just share my experiences. Because one thing I have learned from the guys on Open Relationship, share your fucking story. What you said is what you said. What you did is what you did. And what you do is what you're about to do. So I just want to inspire and send good energy to people out in the world, for real. Like, and I'm back. We're about to do this thing. And we taking over. But for real, y'all. All right. I appreciate y'all for tuning in to this week's episode after a long appointed wait of an episode of Hear Me Out Podcast, where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. I'm your host, Mr. Hear Me Out. You can follow me on all the socials at Marco the Prince. Make sure you follow the podcast at This Is Hear Me Out on all streaming platforms. Wherever you find a podcast, you can find me. And on that note, y'all, we motherfucking out.